of Ma'aseh Behemah. The first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah. Rosh Hashanah means that the animals that were born before that have to be 10 animals to give Ma'aseh Behemah. If you have 5 animals that were born before Elul and 5 animals born after Elul, you can't be mitzaref them together. Hey, it's the Rosh Chodesh, the new year is called Elul. The animals have to be 10 that are either born 10 before Elul or 10 born after Elul. We have Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimin, the Echad B'Tishrei. No, the Rosh Hashanah of Ma'aseh Behemah is Echad B'Tishrei. And animals born before that go together, animals born after that go together. Benazah Yoimah, he's Mesupik. Benazah is Mesupik. What's the real Rosh Chodesh for Ma'aseh Behemah? Elul or Tishrei. Therefore, he said any animal that's born during Elul has its own halacha. If you only take off Ma'aser from 10 animals born on Elul, you can't be Mitzarf Elul with either the month before, because he has a suffix, maybe the beginning of Elul was the Rosh Chodesh, and he can't be mitzarf the ones born in Elul with the ones born later, because maybe Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was the Rosh Chodesh. So since it was the Rosh Hashanah. So since Benazah is Mesupik, which is the real, which begins the new year for Ma'aseh Behemah, so the ones born on Elul have to be done by themselves. You only give Ma'aseh Behemah if you have 10 born on Elul itself. Omer Rav Huna, time of the Rav Meir, Ad kan hei mismatzois leilu min harishonis. It's up until Elul, that's the time when all the animals that gave birth, became pregnant from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, already gave birth. Mikan v'yela chei maschilas leilu min hachadoshis. His vice says the real month is Nisan. So anyone that gives birth after Elul, the pshatas that became pregnant after Nisan, they're considered from the next year. Rebbe Yosi bar Rebun b'shem Rav Chunan. Time of the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. What's their time that they say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Why do they say another month? The Pasuk says, Lovosh Kariyam Hatzayim. Elo Habchiris, those are the ones that give birth first. The Yambokim Yatvobor, the ones in the valley. Elo HaFel is the one that give birth later. Is Yisroel after Yashiru means Elo V'Elo Nechnasim V'Elo Sasher. They both get together. They both come together to give Ma'aseh together. So therefore he says the ones born during Elul, even though those are later ones, they also get to mix together the ones born before Elul. Therefore they hold the Rosh Chodesh is first Tishrei. So the animals born late in Elul go together with the animals born before Elul. So the new ones and old ones both could be put together. So that's the raya they hold, that the real Rosh Chodesh first starts from Tishrei. An animal born after Tishrei has its own category. You have to start counting Ma'aseh Behemah from then. Omer Benazir, Benazir says no. Hoyo v'elu oimrim kach. Since Reb Meir says one way, v'elu oimrim kach, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon say another way, is yiyu ho'elulim misasim v'yatzvam. So Benazir is mesupik, which month is the real Rosh Chodesh? Therefore, the animals born on Elul is a suffix. There's a goal connected with the old month or with the next year. Therefore, you have to give Ma'aseh Behemah by they themselves. Ha'ketzer said, how does this apply? Nolad loy behei be'av. 5 animals are born to you in the middle of Av. Behei be'elul. And 5 animals are born to you in the middle of Elul. Behei be'tishrei. And 5 animals are born to you in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, in the month of Tishrei. Is according to Benazai, ein mitzarfin. They're not mitzarf together. The ones in Elul, we have a suffix if they belong to the ones before or they belong to the next ones. So neither of them could be taken off Ma'aseh Behemah. There's no din Ma'aseh Behemah in such a case according to Ben Azai. But Shaykh, according to the other ones, there is. Either the ones in Elul is Mitzarf with the 1-5 in Tishrei, or else they're Mitzarf with the 5 in Av. So according to the other man, Reb Leza, Reb Shimon, and Reb Meir, you have Ma'aseh Behemah. But according to Ben Azai, in such a case, there's no Ma'aseh Behemah. What about Nerdot Loi Behemah Tishrei? 5 were born in Tishrei. The Hei Bav and 5 were born Bayav, Harelo Mitzarfin. They're Mitzarfin because they're in the same year. Heis Av and Tishrei is in the same year. So therefore, you have these 5 born the same year, you give off Meister from them. So tomorrow, Benazai Machri al Divrei Tamidov. What's the shot to say Benazai is Machri between his Tamidim? It doesn't make sense. Benazai sounds like I don't know who to hold like, so I'm saying my own sheet between these two. Heis Reb Meir and Reb Lezer were Tamidim from Benazai. It doesn't but say he's a Machri between his Tamidim. And the Gemara, also, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Meisha, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shekei Nechleku Olai Ovis Olam. The Pshat is not only a Machlekes here; it's a Machlekes other Tanoim also. And Meila Benazir is saying, I'm being Machri between those 3 Dika Tanoim. Oman Ninu, who are those Tanoim? Ovis, who are these Ovis Olam? Tana, Rabbi Yoina, Kumi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yishmuel, Rabbi Kiva. It was a Machlekes Rabbi Yishmuel and Rabbi Kiva also. Exactly which month is the Rosh Chodesh to count the new year for Ma'aseh Behemah? Ba'kol Ponim, one of them was Rabbi Kiva, and Benazai says, Amachriya B'neim. So the Gemara, Zoysimers, from here to Raya, Benazai, Chovar V'Talmud Hoyer Rabbi Kiva. Even though Benazir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, he was also called a Chover. He was like an extra special Talmud, come out like a friend to Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, he didn't have to call him by his name, Rabbi Akiva. While in Taima Rabbi, is Banash Omel Rabbi, Hayu V'Elu Om Rukach, V'Elu Om Rukach. If Stam Benazir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't pass Benazir to say, since they say like this, and they say like this, I'll see in between. He's saying over the name of Rabbi Kiva. He should have said, since my Rebbe said like this. Like, how come he didn't mention his name? I should say, since my Rebbe says this way, and they say that way. But he only said, they say this way, they say that way. It's a riot that Rabbi Kiva ben Azayin was not made like a Talmud to a Rebbe, to Rabbi Kiva, but rather like a Chover. He was like a friend. That's why he didn't have to call him by his Rebbe. Yeah. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok shom alo min hador. I have the same raya that Ben Azai was a special friend of Rabbi Kiva from another raya. Because the Mishnah Bava Basra says like this, Omalei Ben Azai, ala chalukin anu mitzarim. It's enough to say I have a shrekah between the machlekes b'sham and b'sillah over there. El shabos l'chalek oleinu es ha-shovin. Hey, if you, Rabbi Kiva, want to make something shver, that what you're saying now, we held until now, that both b'sham and b'sillah are moida to it. They're both shovin. It's up until now, we thought certain halach is shovin, they both agree. Now you're coming and telling us something to make them argue. So Zaysimas from here also, since Benazai said to Rabbi Kiva, he didn't call him by a Rebbe, he didn't call him by the name Rebbe. He just said, El Shabbos, you're coming. Like you should have said, El my Rebbe is coming. How come he just said Lashon El Shabbos? His Zaysimas from here, it's a Raya. Benazai Chove V'Talmud Hevel Rabbi Kiva. Benazai wasn't just a regular Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, but he was a special Talmud. He was a Chove like he was a friend of him. Ain't Tape, because if not, Ain Temer isn't a question. Rabbi is Banash, Omel Rabbi, Ella Shabbos. Is it possible that someone should call this Rebbe with such a lashon to say, Ella Shabbos, you're only coming? Lechalik Uleinu was a Shavin. You should have said a nice lashon, my Rebbe. But since Benazi only said this lashon of, Ella Shabbos, it's a raya, Rabbi Kiva was not his Rebbe. Or at least he was at a status to be like a chavit to him, he didn't have to call him by the name of Rebbe.
Yeah. Alright, stop here.
Holding Dav Ches in the middle by the two dots, in the middle of the Amid and two dots. Tamon Taninen, we learned over there, a Gemara and Becharis. Kol Hanelodim Meyechod B'Tishrei. Any behemoth that was born from Rosh Hashanah, from the first day of Tishrei, Ad Chof Tes Belul, until throughout the whole year, until the end of the year, the last day of the year, to the 29th day of Elul, has a Rei Elul Mitztarfen. They're all together to the Aloch of Maise Behemoth. Maisa Behemer is, if you have 10 animals newborn that year, so you have 10 of them, you have to take out one of them for Maisa Behemer. Now they have to be born the same year. So here, from Rosh Hashanah until Chof Tos Belo, they're all mitzarev together. What about Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? 5 animals were born before Rosh Hashanah. Fehei Li'acha Rosh Hashanah. Then you had another 5 animals born to you after Rosh Hashanah. Is there any mitzarefin? They can't come together to be Mechayev Yom Maisa Behemer, because you have to have them born the same year. You have to have 10 born that year. What about Hei Lefnei Hagorin? Fehei Li'achar Hagorin? Now, throughout the year, we had, the Mishnah says, there are 3 times of the year that the Rabbanan said, now's the time to take off Maisa Behema. The same way there are 3 times a year they take off from the Trumas Halishcha for the Shkolim, the same 3 times is the Inyam of the Rabbanan to take off Maisa Behema. By before Isar Pesach, it's 15 days before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkis. So those are only Zmanim of the Rabbanan. So let's say you have 5 born before Pesach and 5 born after Pesach. Here's a Rei Elam Tzarfin. Then when it comes to Pesach time, you don't have 5 animals, so you don't take Maisa Behema then. But when it comes, let's say Shavuos, and then you do have another 5, then you have 10 together, now there's a Chiva take off Maisa Behema. Because they're born the same year. Even though one is before Pesach, one is after Pesach, that's only Midrabbon and his man went to take the Maisa Behema. But it's still considered it's born throughout that year that you have 10 now. Omri Abi Yossi. Hodo Amrit, that you say, Maisa Behema, Loi Osa Oisa, the Rabbanan did not make the Aloch of Maisa Behema, Loi Kechonot, Loi Kishlish. It's not that the Aloch is of Tfuah. Kechonot means by trees. We say, when is the Maisa, when you take off like Paris of trees, like the Rosh Hashanah of trees is Tubishvat. So the Shalom is, how big does the fruit, the Paris have to be? Chanot means when it starts to blossom already. If you have the fruits that are starting to blossom, that's called on Tu B'Shvat is from last year or it's from next year. For like Kishlish, by Tfuah there's halacha when they give up Trumas and Maisris, when the Tfuah was grown the Shlish. If it's fully grown, one shlish, grown, that means it's edible, that's the time you go bosa trumas and maisris. Again, if it's maisa risha and maisa sheni, you go bosa shlish. So those are the two shirum we have by fruits. Either you go bosa chanota when the fruit first starts to grow, or else by tfuah you go bosa when it's fully grown, edible, at a third ripe. So say now by maisa beima, by animals, we don't go bosa either one of the two. Why not? In Temekichonet, if you want to tell me you go bosa chanota, like when the fruit first starts to grow. So by animals, you should also say, listening, call him muborim. You just say, when the mother was pregnant. If you want to know when the animal starts, that's called when the mother was pregnant with the animal. So you should have said that any pregnant animal, may echad b'tishrei, from this Rosh Hashanah, ad eskrim b'teisha b'yelul, until the end of that year, till the 29th day of Elul, they're all mitzaref together. Hey, Al, we just learned it's totally when they give birth. It does not totally when they become pregnant. So it's not doimet to chanota like by a tree. By a tree, we don't go bosa when the fruit is completely grown. We say chanota when it starts to blossom. So by animals, we don't say the shear is when it's blossoming, when it's pregnant, but rather you say when it's born. And ein teme kashlish, you also do not say count this year from Meister Behema, from shlish, mean when the behema is fully, when the peris are fully grown, which would mean they're edible there, because here, by Meister Behema, listening, you should have learned like this. If you meant to say it's fully grown, that means you could use it now for a korban, you should have said, kol hanelodim ad eskrim bushnayim velu. Anything that's born from Rosh Hashanah on until the end of the year, but what should be the end of the year? The 22nd day of Elul. Why? Because Allah is the first 8 days when a behemoth is born, the first 7 days you can't use it for carbon. It says 7 days it has to be with its imay, and first the 8th day you could use it for carbon. So if you want to say kishlish would mean like what time when it's roy to be used. So an animal, this mice behemoth, you bring it for carbon, it's not usable till 8 days, the 8th day later. So it should have said just, any animal that's born that year means, if it's born, any animal born from Rosh Hashanah onwards, until like 8 days before the next Rosh Hashanah. Should have said until Esrim Mishnayim, until the 22nd day of Elul. How come you're telling me now until the 29th day of Elul? The Chur, if it's born the 29th day of Elul, it's not roy to be used for carbon that year. So you see, you don't have like a shlish to stay a time that it's usable. Tenechnami. So first of all, I want to say, Rebbe Simla B'Shem Rebbe, Bivi Rebbe Chia, Kishlish also oisa. No, it's not true. They made Maisa Behema, the Shurim is just like a shlish of a tfuam when it's right to be used. How could you say the animal that's born the 29th day of Elul is included in last year's crop? I was born today the 29th day. You can't bring it for carbon for another 7 days. You have to wait. It has to be 7 days with its mother. First, the 8th day you could use it for carbon. So Mar says, I'll tell you, maybe we go according to Rebbe Shimon. Goes according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. To Yomer Rebbe Shimon, Mechusas Man Nichnas Labir Lisaser. He says, no, even though an animal is a Mechusas Man, it didn't come the time, it's not 8 days old, but you put it into the deer Lisaser. It's considered now, like if you have 10 animals, and this animal was just born yesterday, you're allowed to put it into your corral, and from these 10 now you count, and the 10th one coming out will be roy for the Maisa Behema. But you're allowed to put a one day old animal into the corral for Maisa Behema. So it's good, it's totally when it gave birth. That's called Kishlish, because when it gives birth, it's roy to go in for Maisa Behema. Mar kom Rabbi Moni got up, like he also holds, im Rabbi Simoi, he holds with Rabbi Simoi, Omalei said like this, Adomato Chodemilsa. You just said this thing. You just said over this halacha to say, well, we go according to Reb Shimon, that's why it's good, why we count Maisa Behema from the last day of the year, the 29th day of Elul. An animal born the 29th day of Elul is included in the last past year. So yes, Tamon Tanin, we learned in our Mishnah, Tamon Tanin, we learned over there, that Benaza Yoimer, Benaza's Chiddush was now Mishnah, Hoelulim. And all the animals that are born during Chodesh Elul is Mis'asrim Liyatzman. You only have to give Maisa Behema if you have 10 born in Elul itself. So the Mishnah said, Ben Azai was Mesupik, what is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema? Is it Echad B'Tishrei or is it Echad Belul? He was Mesupik. We had a Machlekes in the Mishnah. Ben Azai was Mesupik what the Locher is. So any animal that's born in Elul, we don't know which year it should be. Does it belong to last year or does it belong to next year? So therefore, you have, in order to give Maisa Behema from the animals born during the month of Elul, you have to have 10 animals born now in Elul. So Mamona Shach, it's the same year. But if you have five in Elul and five from before Elul, it's no good. Because maybe Rosh Chodesh Elul is the beginning of the next year. So it's not included in the past year. And if you have five in Elul and five in Tishrei, it's also no good. Because maybe Elul is from last year. That was Ben Azai Shita. Ben Azai Umrim Ha'elulim, all the animals born during Chodesh Elul, is Misatzvun Liatzvun. You only give Maisa Beim if you have 10 born throughout the Chodesh Elul. So now, Loi, even it doesn't Ben Azai say, Afilu Noilad Ad Etzrem Atishu Elul, even though the animal was born the 29th day of Elul, like you had 8 animals born at the beginning of Elul, and the 9th one, or 9th and 10th, the last two were born on the 29th day of Elul, still you could give Maisa Beim from then. And what do you have to say according to you? Islach Lameima, you're going to have to tell me, Ben Azai Krebi Shimon, that Ben Azai also goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Because you want to say that Maisa Beim is like a Shlish. You only include animals for Maisa Beim when they're roy to be used. The question one, if he's born 1 day old, he's not royalty brought for korban. So you want to say we go according to Reb Shimon Shita. So that was good to say the Mishnah one panah goes according to Reb Shimon, it's okay. But you want to tell me Ben Azai also goes like Reb Shimon? That is a kasha. For like Rabbonin? Like shouldn't Ben Azai go according to Rabbonin? Like it's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbonin. Reb Shimon holds that an animal 1 day old could go into the corral to be mitzara for Maisa Behemah. The Rabbonin said nothing doing. You have to wait till it's 8 days old, till it's roy to be used for korban. Then you bring it into the corral. So how could you say Ben Azai holds like Reb Shimon, not like the Rabbonin? It's not mitzara like that. And so Elamai, you want to still tell me that even according to Ben Azai, Maisa Behemah is lashlish when the animal is completely ripe. And Ben Azai says if it's born the 29th day of Elul, it could also be mitzara. Satzakasha, why? The 29th day of Elul is only 1 day old. It can't be brought for carbon today. And it's not Nestavre Ben Azai holds like Reb Shimon and not like Rabbonin. So Terence is like this. Kamod Yat Omer, you have to answer like this. Al the Rabbonin Menichen Lishono Habo, Vein Misasrin in Bnei Shinosin. What you have to answer is even according to Rabbonin Shita, that no. That even though the animal 1 day old cannot go into the corral now to make Maisa Behemah. You have to wait till it's 8 days old. But still it's no kasha. Even according to Rabbonin Shita, that the animal can't go into the corral to make Maisa Behemah until 8 days later, the pshat is though, any animal born that year is like one group. So even though let's say it was born the last day of the year. So true, right now you can't make a Maisa Behemah. Because this last animal is only 1 day old, it's not roy for carbon. So what you have to do is wait till 8 days from now, even though it goes into the next year. And from 8 days from now, now you have 10 animals that are roy to be brought for carbon, and all these animals were born that past year, you could use it for Maisa Behemah. In other words, we're being chosen now. You don't have to say we hold like a Shimon Shita. Even according to Rabbonin, it's also good. That's what we're answering now. Ad Rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin Shita, Menichen Neshanabu, an animal born the last day of the year, true, but that's the 10th animal, you can't take off Maisa Behemah now. It's not roy for carbon, you have to wait. Vein Misasrin in Bnei Shinosun, wait 8 days later, and then you'll take off Maisa. Kat Oma, Kat At Oma, the same thing you say, Al the Benazi, according to Benazi Shita, is the same svarim. Menichen Legurin Habu, an animal born the 29th day of Elul, so right now you can't take off Maisa Behemah. Because since it's only 1 day old, it's not roy for carbon, you can't do anything with it right now. So you have to wait till after, till 8 days from now. Then Misasrin in Bnei Elulim. 8 days from now you have all these 10 animals that were born throughout the Chodesh of Elul, now you have 10, now take off Maisa Behemah. But not like Reb Shimon Shita, you could take off Maisa Behemah right now on a 1 day old animal. No, you have to wait 8 days till the animal is roy for carbon, and then you take off Maisa. But our koponim, we go boss as man when it's born. At the day it's born, if it was born that year, you have 10 animals born throughout 1 year, there's a mitzvah Maisa Behemah. Omer Rabbi Chiya, Zois Tameris, from here we see that Yomim Shah Bechor, the same halacha is by a Bechor. Loch is a Bechor, they're supposed to bring it for a Korban, a Bechor. Now you're supposed to bring it its first year old. Throughout the first year when it's born, that first year is supposed to bring it for a Korban. After a year, it's no good anymore. So what's considered a year for a Bechor? Is Zoysenera, Shah Bechor, Mechusas Man Behen, Oilen Loyal Tershinosei. That you don't go boss to 8, that you don't say the year starts like it's born today. First wait 8 days till it's roy for Korban, and now you have a complete year. No, we go boss to the day it's born. The first day that it's born, even though right now it's not roy for carbon, or b'chor, an animal that's born, you can't bring it for carbon the first day, you have to wait at least 8 days, still, right now is oydun le'lotesh shenosei. We say that you could bring a b'chor for an animal only throughout its first year. What is considered its first year? From the day it's born. Even though the first 7 days you can't use it for carbon, so what? You go both to the day it's born. The same way we're saying by Ma'aseh Behema, that even though the Ma'aseh Behema can't be brought for korban until it's 8 days old, still we say that 1 year of Ma'aseh Behema is totally when the animals are born. If you have 10 animals born that year from Rosh Hashanah until Chav Tas Belul, you have 10 that year, you can take off Ma'aseh Behema. Even though the one born 29th day of Elul is not Roy yet, you have to wait 8 days, so what? You go boss of the day it's born. The same thing for the Mitzvah Bechor. You go boss of the day it's born. From then on, you have 1 year. And Omer Rabbi Mono, Omer Rabbi Yoino, that Abba, Shom Ali Min Hador. Abba taught me the same halacha from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Kol ha bechor ashe yivoli. Any bechor that's born to you, any bechor of an animal that's born to you, is hazocher taktish. The zocher you should make a kodesh. So the kasher is, what do you mean you have to be makdish to bechor? Ha ketzad. L'chur, the animal is kodesh by itself, like b'mei imay. If it's born, it has kedusha by itself, a bechor. What do you mean you have to be makdish it? Ha-Kesed, what does the Pasuk mean? You should be Makdish to Bechor. That means to tell us that Mishash Le-Dosoy at Moina Loishan Shona. The Torah is teaching us that the day that it's born, from now on you have 1 year to bring it for Korban. And don't think since the first 7 days you can't bring it for Korban anyway, those are not included, you count the year after the 7 days. No, that's the Chiddush. That Asher Yevolid, as soon as it's born, he's Zocher Taktish. As soon as it's born, the Zocher has a Kedusha on it that now starts counting its year. Now the comment is the last line here. Okay, son. Sheyaktish b'chor, we mean you have to be maktish to b'chor. Ha-memeya ima hu kodesh. It has kedusha from its mother's stomach when it's born. El-olamay to teach us. Mechi yevoleid. Taschil limnois kedushosoy. Tishnosoy maschum yom shenelid. The year of a b'chor, that you have that first year to bring it for korban, when does the year start? The day it's born. That's the day, that's the time that the zman starts for that year. The day is born. So at the Mishnah. Pisholosh kupois. With three different baskets, shel shalosh shalosoyin. Each basket was a big basket that you could hold three saws inside it. Is terminet halishcha. That's the way they used to go to the lishcha, means a special room they had in the Beis Hamikdash, that they used to put all the machzis hashekel that they collected from all the Yidden, they put it together in this one lishcha. And now we had the Mishnahs before, three times throughout the year, that the Beis Din, they went down to this room, the lishcha, and they took a truma. They took out money from this lishcha, and this is the locha. They put it into, at each time, they took three baskets. Each basket held three soy in it, and that's the way they took out the truma at three different times of the year. The first time was the Praise of Pesach. 15 days before Pesach, that's where Shchedish Nisan, that's when they took out the truma, the first truma halishcha. So again, the Shalosh Kupas, they went there with three baskets. Shall shalosh shalosh soin, each basket had three soin it, is terminesh lishcha. That's why they took out, like the truma, they took out the money from the lishcha. Now the Mizrahi in the Chumash learns the pshat from the truma salishcha is, that the truma salishcha is, that everybody gives the machta shekel, and from your money now, they're going to buy the karbonis for this coming year. It's called the korban tzibul, that they bought the korban atomid in the morning for the korban atomid in the afternoon. It's called the korban tzibul. A korban tzibul means that this came from Gans Klai, so they paid for it. So Kurta Kasher is now, when they take the truma, they take out these three buckets full of money. So there's a lot of money that's still left over in the lishka. So Kurta Kasher, the money they get now, let's say it's 10% of the Eden. So how do you call all the time the kabonis, the carbon seber? The Kurta is only 1/10, only the people's money that went here right now, their money like is included, they're buying the kabonis now. What about the other people's money that gets left over in the lishka, they're not taking it now, how do they get a chelik in the carbon seber? So Mizrahi learned this a new din, that Bishas Truma, when the Bezdin goes and takes this bucket full of the Machta Shekum, by taking the Truma, he's like the Mizakin now, this money for the whole Klai Yisrael, and it's considered that everybody has a chilek in the Korban Tzibur. And that's why it's Locha, Termin Al Agovi. We make Truma we had before, even if they didn't give the Machta Shekel yet. As long as you have Das to send it, or it's on the way, right now it's considered like you have a chilek in the Korban Tzibur. Because even though it's not really your money they're using right now, like we're asking the question, the first truma, they only take out three buckets full here, and there's plenty of money left over. The pshat is, that's a new din, the pshat to take the truma, like the bezin now is being mezakin, and this truma, this money, goes for the whole Klai Yisrael. So everybody has a chelik in the korban tzibur. But the frat, they do it, the first time is the frat of Pesach, it's a Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Term nefelishka, so they took out these three baskets they use. The cost of Aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. On these three baskets, from the first basket, they wrote an Aleph. The second one, they wrote a Beis. The second one, they wrote a Gimel. We have Yishmur Aleim, Yevonis, cost of Aleim. They wrote it in Greek, because that was the language they used to use then. Is Aleph or Beis, Gimel? They wrote in Greek, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. He says here, the Kramneda, Henry Gilim, but Yevonis used to be wrong when writing Greek. The Chsiv, Yefta, Lekim, Leifis. The Yishkun b'yol eshem. Yafifah shal yafis Yishkun b'yol eshem. V'enach haloshin yafah b'bnei yafis k'maha yivonis. That was their language then. Skits they wrote Aleph Beis Gimel. Now, why did they write this Aleph Beis Gimel? Because what they do is they're supposed to first use up the money from the first basket, and when that money is used up, then they use the second basket, then they use the third basket. There was a say that how you're supposed to use the money. So they had to have a sign to know what was the first basket, wait till you finish all that money, then you use the second basket and the third basket. So the Mishnah Chiddush, interesting. Ein ha-toyrim, the Kohen, or whoever, the one from Bezdin, that went into this room, the Lishcha, to take out the money for the Truma, he did not go in, ein ha-toyrim nichnas loy be-paragud chofus. He couldn't go in with pants that has cuffs on the pants. Couldn't go in with like a cuff on the bottom of your pants. V'loy b'mani, you couldn't go in with shoes. V'loy b'sandal with sandals. V'loy b'tfilin, you couldn't even wear tefillin when you're going in. V'loy b'kveya, not even this ornament. Why? Because we have a chash, people think maybe you're stealing money. Maybe when you go in to take out the money for Trumas Alishcha, you're going to pocket some money. You're going to put some money in your pocket. You put some money even in your tefillin. Ad kedei kach, it's such a chash. Maybe inside there, the guy will open up his tefillin and stick some money inside his tefillin and come outside. So today there shouldn't be a chash. We don't let you go in with any type of pockets, any type of hems, that people shoes, that people shouldn't be choshed you. Maybe you're stealing the money. Why? Because Shem Yoni, maybe throughout this year later, when you come out, you'll become a poor person. The Yomer, people are going to say, May Oven HaLeshcha Heni. You know why this guy became poor? Because when he went into the Leshcha, he stole money. And because of the Gezla, he became poor. Or Shem Yashir, maybe become rich. For Yomer, people will say, Mitrumas Aleshcha Heshir. He became rich because he took money off Mitrumas Aleshcha. Ad kadei kach. You know what's going on here? Guy's going Mamish into the base of Midish, into the Mitrumas Aleshcha, and he's wearing tefillin. Mamish tefillin. We have a chash, maybe he's going to open up his tefillin inside there and put money inside and steal it. That's why he can't go in wearing tefillin. She'odam tzorech, said Mishneh, She'odam tzorech, lot seish yedai habriyais. A person has to be clean in the eyes of the people. Kederech shut sorach lotes yedei hamokim. The same way he has to be clean in the eyes of Hashem. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'yisem nikiyem me'Hashem u'me'Yisrael. It's not enough just to be clean from Hashem, that you say Hashem knows I didn't steal. No, you have to be clean from the other people also. Nobody shavach shash to think about you that maybe you stole. V'yayim another Pasuk says, V'motzachem v'seichotoy v'yeni elokim v'yodim. You have to be nice in eni elokim and v'odim also. Therefore, whoever went in to take the truma had to make sure there'll be no chashash, nobody would think maybe he's stealing the money. Yeah, right.
But it's enough convenience. We don't have to think he's taking it.
So tomorrow, tamon taninim. We learned over there, Mishnah Shabbos, that mefanin afilu dalet v'chomish kupis. On Shabbos, if you have a room that you need, you have a guest came over to your house, you have to use this room now, or else you want to give a shear. And in this room, it's an oitzah full of baskets or barrels, and you want to clean out the room. So the Mishnah there on Shabbos says you're allowed to clean out the room, even if you have four or five baskets there, you're allowed to take it out of the room. It's not a shaila from Tiruch on Shabbos. Rabbi Zeri show Rabbi Zeri the shaila as Rabbi Yashi, yes, Rabbi Yashiya, kama hu shiurin. How big are those baskets there that the Mishnah says on Shabbos you're allowed to carry out even four or five baskets? How big are the baskets? Kama hu shiurin shakupais. Is Omele, he answered back, Nilmad, let's learn out, like from our mission here. Nilmad sasim in Amafurish. Let's learn out from